I don't remember that.
Well, I think what I'm referring to is the your remarks upon the presentation of George Edwards' portrait. You nominated him as a worthy member of Plato's, was it army of judges?
I recall that vaguely.
Well, I have it somewhere. I'll show you. But at any rate, you did go ahead and you got your undergraduate degree, right?
And then started law school.
Immediately?
Right away. Because I was running out of money.
Didn't you have veterans benefits by
then? Yes, but, you know, welcome as they were, I still had to work. They weren't enough to meet my needs. And in any event, I would have run out of GI Bill benefits before the end of my last semester. I would have run out. I would not have been covered in the last semester. So I continued to work.
During this period?
During that time, incidentally, one of my history professors, Van der Velde, a great man, who taught me American constitutional history, offered me a job as an assistant curator at the Michigan Historical Collections, which was then located in the Rackham Building. And that got me away from the railroad yard and the blueprint department, the engineering society, put me in more of an academic setting, and it gave me an opportunity to work more comfortably.
How did you live in those days? Did you share quarters in one of the residential houses there, or did you live in a...
No, I lived in rooming houses.
That's right.
Sure, sure.
You didn't live in a dormitory for...
Only in the first two semesters I was in Ann Arbor before going into the service. I think the first and the third semester, if I recall correctly, and the dormitory was not open in the summer. I think that's right. In any event, those of us from the high school all lived together in that dormitory. And it was just a great opportunity for us to maintain those friendships, those relationships.
That strikes me as distinctly unusual. I don't remember hearing such a thing. Was this fairly, did the Cass Tech graduates live together in the same fashion? Or?
I don't mean to say that we all lived together because we wanted to stay together. It just so happened that we all signed up for the dormitory, and we all were admitted to the dormitory, and we all were there during that period of time. It was a fortunate circumstance.
Did this have some kind of reinforcing effect on academic pursuits?
Certainly.